It's 4:49 on Downtown. Our next guest played his football at Fitchburg State. He's coached at a lot of places, including Springfield, Old Dominion. He was defensive coordinator at Pace, was the main Black Bears D-line coach last year, and now the new defensive coordinator of the Black Bears, Corey Heatherman. Coach, welcome to Downtown, and congratulations on the job.
Thank you, Rich. Excited about it.
Well, yeah, you got to be. There's a lot of excitement about this football team right now with the new recruits in, the coaching changes. I don't remember the last time there was this kind of a buzz about Maine football this far out, even from spring ball.
It's great. It's a great time right now to be here. You know, kids are all excited. You know, it's a good buzz in the area, and we're more than excited to be here. The environment in the weight room and morning workouts have been awesome, so. Good time to be a Black Bear.
Well, first of all, congratulations not only on the recruiting class that you guys brought in, but on the way you presented those kids, the work on social media and the internet. I thought you guys did a phenomenal job reaching out and showing potential future Black Bears, too, that it's a different way of doing things there right now.
Yeah, I think it's great. You know, I think the people upstairs do a great job, you know, promoting the program and getting all the information out. And like you said, local interest in the program, and then as far as recruiting in the future here, that'll help tremendously for us.
Well, the defense last couple of years has really been the strength of this program, and your D-line so very good last year. You lost some key guys, but really a terrific nucleus of the defense coming back. Let's talk about some of the guys. Who will be the leaders of this defense coming into the new season?
You know, I think we're going to get, Christoph Malumba back, get him healthy. I think he'll be a great leader for us at the linebacker level and in the box. I think in the back end, we had a lot more experience now. Last year, we had a couple injuries. We got banged up early. But the good thing was we had a lot of guys play, and that'll help develop guys. And, they're developing that culture now in the weight room and the offseason program. And I think a couple guys will step up there and, be good leaders for us. And then up front, having Darius Green and Pat Ricard back. Two older veteran guys can kind of help, they'll help run that room and help change the culture and continue to get these younger guys to play well for us.
Well, speaking of Darius Green, he gets to be the next guy in line to inherit a very special number in Maine football.
Yeah, we were excited about that because, Darius does a great job, whether it's in the video room, in practice field and games, and he's not a guy that gets a lot of attention. He doesn't quite get, the same stuff, the same buzz as some of the other guys. But when you watch him, like the Albany game, he makes a tackle on a slant or, just the hustle he makes running down the line of scrimmage, staying on his block or occupying a double team and, allowing a linebacker to come free and, clean up for a TFL or make the big play. I think he does, he's so many things that are underappreciated. It was really awesome to see the guys, give him that big number there.
Coach, now that you're holding the clicker and overseeing the whole defense, what sort of schematic, how are you going to go about things? Is it going to be more pressure, less pressure? Are we going to see the defense kind of like it was last year? What's going to be your stamp?
I think the culture here is already created, and I think the scheme, the last couple of years we've been tops in the conference in defense within league play. I don't think we're going to really have to change too much. I think, some of the blitz patterns, some of the different concepts, depending on what teams are trying to, or what areas they're trying to attack us, we may handle a little bit differently, but as far as our base down defense, I don't think we're going to change much. Our biggest thing right now, going through the cut-ups and looking at things this offseason, are how do we simplify it even more for our guys? Just whether communication or adjusting the different formations or things like that, how do we simplify it and make things even easier for our guys? And then third down, that's kind of where we've always had fun here. We'll continue to study different patterns or different concepts or different ways to get after the quarterback or, change up the coverages in the quarterback's eyes. And that's going to be the place where we kind of have some fun. We can dial up some new things.
We're talking with Corey Heatherman. He's the new defensive coordinator of Maine football, and we're well acquainted with those guys in the D-line and the linebacker corps. But with some of the guys who were hurt last year coming back and some of the young guys who got a chance to see significant time last year, I really feel like that secondary could be a strength of the team this year.
Oh, we're very excited about that. I mean, all the experience, from guys, whether – it was playing on special teams. We had a bunch of guys start different number of games, based off injuries or, different things on the depth chart. But we're real excited about the amount of guys that can do things now, whether it's going to help out our base down package or it's our nickel package or it's our dime package. Because now it's no longer a wild card going in the game where we're not sure. We've got practice evidence or, we've seen things in the weight room or, in off-season drills. Now it's, we got hard evidence of them playing against, in the two 1A games we had last year or in league play last year and being successful, you know, at this level.
I'm looking at every year we seem to find these guys as redshirt freshmen who we didn't see in action last year. We may have noticed them in practice, but they seem to come out of nowhere and make a real impact on the team. Maybe guys who were on the scout team last year. Are there a couple of redshirt freshmen that you think might be ready to step up and really contribute to the defense this year?
Yeah, we'll absolutely have some guys step up. You know, at the defensive end position, we'll have a couple battles. I think a couple of these younger kids have done a great job making gains in the offseason and you know, going to, you know, hopefully have a really good spring here and could try to win a job here during spring football or, you know, as fall camp enters. And same thing at the linebacker position. We lost two starters. So there's going to be guys that are going to play, whether it's in a base down package or it's a third down package where, you know, we're going to have some expectations of guys. And, you know, right now they're doing such a great job in the weight room and they put on weight and they're getting stronger and faster that there'll definitely be a couple of guys that'll, you know, kind of catch some eyes here during either spring football or in fall camp.
Now, I was asked to mention this to you by somebody who will remain anonymous, but his name rhymes with Farisimiak. So let's talk about how often you get mistaken for Will Ferrell. Does that happen a lot?
Not as much lately. I think my hair's falling out a little bit too much now. But but every once in a while, I've heard that comparison.
I love the little Step Brothers video that you guys posted as well. That was terrific.
It was good to have some fun. You know, we were out on the road for a while there, and you know, and trying to get these guys, you know, locked in the Maine. It was good to have a little bit of fun there during signing day.
Well, listen, a great job so far. Very excited about the coming season. When does spring football begin officially?
Spring football will start. I believe it's April 14th is a Thursday. That'll be our first practice. So, you know, going up until then, we'll be in the weight room. We'll be doing morning workouts and, you know, getting stronger and faster. And then right around that time, we're full go, and we're very excited about starting spring.
Well, us too.
Everything going on here with all the changes.
We'll circle that on the calendar and be ready. Coach, thanks so much for visiting with us. Congratulations again, and we'll look forward to talking with you soon.
All right. Thank you, guys.
That's Corey Heatherman, Maine's new defensive coordinator, as we hit the